Have you missed this trend? Everyone, and I mean everyone, is using our phone number as our internet ID. By everyone, I mean the government, social media, and other internet platforms. And unfortunately, if you do normie things and have a normie phone and a normie approach, then your privacy is completely lost. Phone numbers are excellent tracking mechanisms because they point to your real ID. It's even more effective than carrying those USA Real ID driver's licenses and passports. The fact that we are all forced into having a mobile phone directly impacts this loss of privacy. While we can change patterns, we can behave differently, and we can get rid of the phone number as our internet ID and have a little bit of anonymity. This requires you to rethink and reshape your whole approach with your phone service. I will describe a solution for you from multiple angles, and this will work very well for most of you. That is, if you're interested in a little privacy. Otherwise, you can assume that everything you do on the internet is attached to your phone number. You will still have phone numbers. You can still receive SMS, but it will be different. So if you're interested in breaking this connection between your phone number and what you do on the internet, stay right there. First, let me describe the threat of the phone number. There are so many threats, so it's difficult to explain this simply. The phone network you know so well that gives you phone numbers is called the PSTN, or the Public Switch Telephone Network. I've said this before and will repeat this again for new viewers. The PSTN is the most heavily surveilled communication system in the world, and this is on so many levels. Here in the US, all the carriers participate in the three-letter agency program called PRISM. This basically is a surveillance database built by data from carriers. Every single call made, every text sent is recorded and forwarded to the Utah data center. And this is just one database. The FBI has its own DCIS database and could quickly look up any phone number and get access to your phone records and the content of every single text message. On top of this is the infrastructure for tracking calls and texts provided by the CALEA law in the US. So we're zucked multiple times. Now, the worst part is that most phone numbers in the USA are attached to a specific person's identity. This is because of a government requirement for KYC, or Know Your Customer. Depending on the type of service, this will be heavily required. And for long-term subscriptions, phone services will be attached to credit reports as well, giving even more detail as to your identity. So it's bad enough that they can read your texts and see your phone traffic, but it's even more distressing that they know exactly who you are, and this is just the government. Today, this tracking using phone numbers has extended to social media. Nowadays, it is extremely difficult to use some internet platforms without giving them a mobile number. What if you do not have a mobile number? Well, apparently, that's no longer allowed. Normie behavior is expected of you. If you don't have a mobile phone number, then A, you're not an adult, or B, you're not a valid human being, and you deserve to be blocked. So you're forced to give in, and you give them your phone number. But it doesn't stop there. The phone number is embedded in the most mundane of activities. You can't even go to a normal restaurant to await seating. They will ask you for your mobile phone number just to tell you that your table is ready. Even supposedly secure apps like Signal and Telegram require you to have a mobile phone number. Here's the other huge problem. Platforms like Meta, meaning Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, Google, TikTok, Discord, LinkedIn, and so on, are in the surveillance business. They deliberately ask for access to your contact list, and if you read their terms of service carefully, you will find that these contact lists are uploaded daily. The problem is that this is outside your control. While you control your own contact list, You do not control what other people record about you on their contact list, and this contact list ends up on these big tech platforms. So when Meta says, give a phone number to them for 2FA, two-factor authentication, that's not really what it's for. It's for them to ensure that they have your actual identity, and that's easily verified because every phone number in every contact list of every user is recorded, and you can be matched by name. And the match not only verifies your identity, but verifies your community and relationships. It's basically a crowdsourced identity. I've made so many videos about this because it bugs me to no end. And so you are KYC'd to death either by government surveillance systems or by contactless and platforms that require your real name, like Meta. The next issue is the phone hardware itself. When you have a mobile phone, the identity of the phone is tied typically to a Google ID or Apple ID. There's almost always a Google ID, even if it's an iPhone, and the correlation between an Apple ID and Google ID can be easily established. On top of this, the phone number and any internet action can be tied to the phone identity via the IMEI or the hardware identifier of the phone. So this can always verify you in multiple ways. Another identifier they attach to the Google ID is the notification ID. This is a long-term identifier as well, and it's attached to the phone. Then platforms like Meta go even further by tracking you via MAC address. The point is that normie behavior leads to full-on surveillance that you cannot avoid until you change what you do. The solution to this is a multi-pronged approach, and I will be very specific. The basic approach is to appear like a normie, but you will be doing non-normie things. So we will focus on the issues like avoiding KYC, landline options, disappearing from contact lists, voice over IP, getting SMS, changing phone numbers, mobile phone choice, and 2FA. Lots to cover here, so stay put. Fortunately, I've understood this problem for a long time, and it took me a while, but I've built my own solution. And before you start criticizing me for explaining a product that I made, you should look at the other options, and you will find that I actually made an elegant solution that is extremely price competitive, as well as being a complete solution. This is not a selling video, it's an actual solution. So if you do not want to hear it, you will be certain to miss out. The basis of my solution uses a product I call Brax Virtual Phone, and it required programming to make it happen. It is a voice over IP service with SMS and is tied to a whole infrastructure I built to protect our privacy. The solution I will describe is USA and Canada only, but I'm sure there are similar providers internationally, though they will likely be more expensive than our offerings. The first issue we have to resolve is the KYC problem, or the identity problem. Regardless of who you go to for phone service, chances are you will be required to provide identification. This in itself is the first sign of a problem and the most important element of a solution. Using Brax Virtual Phone, we can now provide you with phone numbers. But unlike other carriers, we do it with no KYC. We do not require you to identify yourself, and our databases have no connection to the PSTN that provides any information on who paid for a service. You sign up for the service on our platform, BraxMe, which already is a platform with no identity required. We don't even ask for your email. You may be asking, how do I get around the KYC problem? Well, just as an FYI, I was KYC'd to death to start this service, so I'm the identity. However, I do not ask it of you as long as your use of the service is legitimate and for personal use. So any phone number in our Brax Virtual Phone service does not appear with any identity in the PSTN. Now, this is a more robust solution in our case because our carrier trunk is in Canada. So we link up to Canada and not the USA. The interesting thing about Canadian carriers is that they're not required to participate in the USA prison program. I specifically asked my Canadian carrier if they send their data to USA three-letter agencies, and I was assured they do not. So not only is a BRAC's virtual phone number not identified by KYC, but also a direct record of all your phone calls and texts is not fed to mass surveillance databases powered by the PSTN. What's wrong with a landline? You can use a BRAC's virtual phone line using hardware called SIP phones, S-I-P. And here's an example of that device. Going full on landline only is not an option for everyone, but what I will describe here can be considered a hybrid solution since you're actually not required to be landline only. But the main concept is really about not having the phone number be tied to a mobile phone. You can still use a mobile phone, but the phone number will be accessed using a SIP app, and the landline will be a device called a SIP phone. It is important, though, to specifically discuss the landline solution. There are alternate products out there that provide landline use using the internet. Examples are Uma and Magic Jack. I can specifically say I tried Uma, for example, and you might think these are inexpensive solutions because they sell the hardware for around $100. But the reality is that they have limited functionality and do not solve the KYC issues and are actually ultra expensive subscriptions. The advantage of switching to landline use is that you then avoid the use of a mobile phone and all its inherent surveillance flaws. If you can receive most important calls while at home, then it seems that a cordless landline using BRAC's virtual phone at a starting price of $5 a month is very reasonable and has the advantage of making your identity disappear. So if your contacts call you on this number, you will have basically disappeared from the mobile phone network. The advantages of a landline use, of course, is convenience since it's always there and plugged in, just like this one here. And if you're not home, just like the old days, there's voicemail. But with BRAC's virtual phone, you can actually set the number to be forwarded to another line or send a voicemail to email or listen to the voicemail via your landline device. You can install your own landline yourself by buying the device on Amazon and doing the SIP setup, which is the required procedure, or we can do it for you if you're not a techie. We now offer the option, starting this week actually, to send you a pre-configured device. All you have to do is plug it in to your network. The only thing that requires a mobile phone, by the way, is 2FA or two-factor authentication using SMS. And this is not required by all. We'll discuss that in a moment. So the idea here is that instead of using your SIM card as your main phone line, you instead use a BRAC's virtual phone as your service, and then you can use SIP apps to do calling and texting. The main concept, though, is that you have a new phone number and that that phone number is what your friends, family, and coworkers will use to contact you. You can be contacted via landline as an option if you choose to have that, or you can be contacted via SIP app. Examples of these free SIP apps are SIPnetic and Linphone. You can even receive calls in a computer instead using the SIP app called MicroSIP. So even a landline device isn't strictly needed. The point is you can be reached, and with the option to get voicemail forwarded to email, you will not miss any messages. Again, let me repeat that. You have voicemail. If you don't answer, the voicemail can be forwarded to email and you get SMS. Now, fortunately, in today's world, most communications are actually no longer phone call heavy. It is more SMS or texting heavy, and these can be received in various ways, and that is the unique solution we also offer on BRAC's virtual phone. Voicemail and SMS can be forwarded to another phone line, to email. But the neat thing is that you can just always go to the BRAC's Me app, and we have a full SMS client there that now ensures you will never miss any SMS. We call our feature My SMS. We just completed programming this from being a basic SMS app to a fully capable SMS app that can receive even MMS. And as long as you can get internet, you can see the SMS on BRAC's Me from any browser or the BRAC's Me app. In contrast to many voice over IP solutions like Uma, which does not handle personal texting, here you actually receive SMS and you can access this with or without a mobile device. This is a very important point I want to explain here. Your current phone number is tainted information. It is known to big tech as your identity through prior contact lists. It is known to government as well due to KYC. It is even stored in your credit reports like Equifax and TransUnion, and likely historically. So you do not want to keep using your current phone number. You have to transition out of that. But generally speaking, you will need to partition your phone numbers so that the number known to your friends and family may not be the same number used for other people you don't know or use with internet platforms. You will want multiple phone numbers. That is the primary method of canceling out the taint of your past phone number history in the hands of government, big tech, and credit agencies. It is also how collection agencies can easily find you, by the way. My recommendation is to have at least two phone numbers, and possibly more if you're running a business. One phone number should be dedicated to friends, family, and anyone who will likely put you in a social media contact list. This will replace your most common number that is now attached to many of your social media logins and matches you 100%. By using a new number, the internet platforms will lose the link between your platform identity and those friends. Even if your friends put this number on their contact list, since you will not be using this number on the internet, then it will be some unknown and unspecified landline in the eyes of big tech. Next, you need a second number for use with internet platforms. Let's discuss this in the context of 2FA. 2FA could have been simple. Originally, two-factor authentication was invented supposedly to protect your accounts. By having a second way for a platform to communicate with you, then they can be assured that you're the same person and not someone trying to break into the account. Clearly, this claim is completely false now. Completely. Some platforms are still authentically using it for that, like banks. But sites like Meta and a long list I will state here, like Discord, Apple, Rumble, Twitch, Yahoo, will not accept a number that they determine is not mobile. In some cases, Google and Amazon may stop you too, though I didn't really have this problem, so this may be case by case. And they go through some process to determine that a number is not mobile. Which is really stupid, since as long as you can receive SMS, then it should be a legit proof for two-factor authentication and equivalent to mobile. Now, fortunately, the vast majority of sites do accept non-mobile numbers like Brax Virtual Phone, so this is not necessarily a significant problem. We'll discuss how to handle some of these special cases later on. But in general, you'll need a different number for 2FA. Using Brax Virtual Phone, you can have an inexpensive secondary line for 2FA for use with any internet site using our lowest volume plan, which is only $5 a month. And this should cover you with most sites. Now, interestingly enough, some of those sites that sometimes block non-mobile numbers for 2FA actually accept an alternate form of 2FA that does not require mobile. Google, Amazon, eBay as an example all accept passkeys. Passkeys can be created on Windows, for example, and you can even log in with just a PIN code as a passkey, or you can use your fingerprint reader. Some will alternatively accept a hardware key like a YubiKey instead of a phone number. These solutions will override the need to supply a phone number. I do not have a mobile phone number associated with Google, Amazon, or eBay. If you cannot do passkeys, or if a platform does not use passkeys as an option, then we'll discuss another option using a SIM card, and that will be coming next. Now, some of you will actually need to do your communications on mobile, so you can't escape without a SIM card. Or you already have a current SIM card. You already know from what I've said earlier that your SIM card with your well-known phone number is quite tainted right now. So keep using it at the expense of privacy. But with a little careful thought, it doesn't mean I'm suggesting that you do not have a SIM card on your mobile phone. However, I will suggest that you change your use of your phone, and the effect will actually be that if you're following my advice, as I stated earlier about setting up two new numbers, you will be spending less on your phones. So this is not a solution that costs more, it will cost less. You need to change your carrier and your SIM card. Most mobile phone services are very expensive, but there's a trick, folks. The trick is to avoid using the phone and text on mobile. Just use the cell data. And what's more important is how many gigabytes you have on the subscription. The trick is to never give out the actual phone number on the SIM card to any people you know. If there's no traffic on SMS and calls on the main SIM card, then it means you have no records on the PSTN surveillance network. Yes, you may have purchased the SIM card with KYC, but as long as you only use the internet part, there really is very little that they can discover about you. And of course, there are SIM cards that are data only. So on occasion, on the sites that won't take non-mobile phone number for 2FA, you could give them the actual number of the SIM card if it has phone service, but not to actual people you know. The result is minimal traffic. 2FA will just show the occasional code. And you rely on Brax Virtual Phone via SIP and Brax Me My SMS and even email to communicate with most people. You can do normal things like make and receive calls and send texts, but not on the main dialer and SMS apps of the phone. The important thing you need is just internet access. And of course, you don't need to use the SIM card at all when you're home because you can use Wi-Fi. So this is a very robust solution. And if you have the backup of voicemail, email forwarding, and my SMS on BraxMe, you have security in getting every single message. Now, this may be relegated to the background because I mentioned it last, but this is important. It is important that you do not use a normie phone if you're going to use a mobile device. Obviously, with the landline option or a computer, you can avoid even using a mobile phone. But if you need to, the phone should be running a de-Googled OS. We have these also on our store. The point of a de-Googled OS is to remove the identity of a Google ID from the phone, which unfortunately will be used to identify anything you do over the internet. So, while your phone traffic may be safe, we don't want to replace that with risk to your privacy via your internet actions, which can be recorded by Google on a normie phone. Choose your device wisely. There's a lot here to absorb, but just focus on the basics. You need two virtual phone lines, one unlimited and one a low volume line. You may want a hardware landline, or you may want to install SIP apps instead on computers and mobile. You may want a SIM card with a cheaper plan or a data-only plan, but you will hardly ever use the SIM card for calls and SMS if it has that. You will remember which number should be given to whom so you don't mess it up. Write these steps down so you memorize it. But you will like the end results. Privacy. Folks, the products mentioned in this video are available on our platform on BraxMe. There are several products there that were created to support our privacy battle. I've talked about Brax Virtual Phone. We also have BraxMail, so you can give each platform a different email address. One account can handle that. We have the Google Phone, so that the link to the Google ID is eliminated. We also have a VPN service, ByteVPN, to protect your IP addresses. Join the over 100,000 people who are on our app, and you can discuss privacy with all the people there. Thank you very much for watching, and see you next time.